Well, just a few minutes ago, Twitter started blowing up and social media went crazy. But now it's reported in the Baltimore Sun by Jeff Schriebeck and Aaron Wilson that Baltimore Ravens star running back Ray Rice will be receiving a 2-game suspension after the February 15th physical altercation between him and his now wife, Janae, after the June 16th meeting at the NFL League headquarters in New York City. And I want to get some reaction to this because I myself, like I said, I was thinking it would be a little worse. But let's get right now to our own Keith Mills from WBO Radio. He is currently at Ravens camp, and also Peter Schmuck from the Baltimore Sun. First, you, Keith. As I said, I mean, no suspension is good, but 2 games, I expected maybe even more.
Yeah, a lot of people did see, but I think what happened was, and we've been talking about this for a while now, a couple of months, about 2 games, but certainly since Janae Palmer and Ray went up together to talk to Commissioner Roger Goodell, there was a lot of feeling in the commissioner's office that really helped Ray's case, because both Janae and Ray were very forthcoming in everything that happened that night in Atlantic City. They didn't duck anything. They were very honest about what happened, very open about what happened. I think that left a lasting impression with Roger Goodell. And I would be shocked if Ray appealed this. I think the Ravens will advise him not to appeal it. They're hoping that the Players Union also does not advise Ray to appeal this. I think the Ravens will be very satisfied with a 2-game suspension. It's funny, myself, Jerry Sandusky, and Stan White, we're talking to Kevin Byrne, and someone came over and said, hey, it just broke that Ray's getting 2 games. Kevin says, well, we'll wait to hear it officially from the NFL. So they haven't heard it yet
right.
from the NFL, because Ozzie Newsome and the whole brass are out watching practice right now. So,
well, the reports are out, and I appreciate you reacting to it. Stay with me, Keith, just for a moment. And Peter Schmuck joins us, and apparently, Schmucker, he's going to miss the September 7th game against the Bengals and September 11th game against the Steelers. Your reaction, Peter?
Well, then it's only a 5-day suspension.
That's true. But really, did you expect
the Monday and Thursday game? My reaction is that obviously some of the domestic violence interest groups are not going to be happy with this, and I think the NFL will get a little criticism for it, just because it will seem to them to be light. Now the fact is that we don't know all the facts. None of us have seen that video, what it actually shows. None of us were in the meeting with Roger Goodell and Ray and his wife, but. But to put this in perspective, because I think a lot of people will say 2 games, boy, that seems light. Well, would it seem light if it was a baseball player and it was a 20-game suspension? Because that would be the equivalent, 1/8 of the season. And it is significant as far as a punishment to the Ravens, actually.
And your paper, Peter, is reporting that he will lose 2 game checks worth close to $500,000, $470,000.
Right, and again, this is an ugly, ugly thing that happened, and that much I think we all know, and I think everyone concedes. But the important thing is what are Ray and his wife doing about it? They appear to be doing all the right things. Where does it go from here? Is this something that will never happen again? This discipline is both real and symbolic. I think it's probably the right number, but I think there will be some people who think it should have been 4.
Millsy, I'll let you go with this. I know you're out of the camp. Were you kind of shocked, and I've heard you and others talking about this, how long it took for the commissioner's office to hand the suspension down?
A little surprised. Shocked might be a little strong, but as John Harbaugh said this weekend, I want you to look at what the commissioner's done. They've suspended a player or two pretty much every week for the last month. So I just got a feeling he took it case by case. This is where Ray's case fell. He decided to do it this week as opposed to maybe last week or the week before. I think this gives the Ravens more than ample time to adjust to what's going to happen. John Harbaugh said yesterday in regards to limiting Ray's repetitions in practice, that wouldn't happen until after the second preseason game. He might not have to do that at all right now, because they'll probably keep the same stable of running backs with Bernard Pierce, Justin Forsett, Lorenzo Talaferro. So the fact that the commissioner did it the first day of full squad, I don't think really affects at all what the Ravens will do running back-wise.
Millsy, thank you so much. Schmucker, stay with me. I want to ask you, we can get to the social aspect of it. As you mentioned, I'm going to get phone calls, I'm sure, on this in the next half hour about whether it was enough or not. But from the sports standpoint, I've just heard Millsy referencing Bernard Pierce will probably be ready to take some of the duties over Justin Forsett, Lorenzo Taliaferro. The Ravens were pretty much prepared for this, weren't they, Schmucker?
Yeah, they were. I think, again, now you have to take into consideration Ray had a horrible season last year, so we really don't know what Ray you're going to get, though they say he looks like he's in terrific shape.
All the words are he looked great, exactly.
Yeah, and so we'll see how that goes and how that, you know, we're still waiting to get a real sense of this Gary Kubiak offense and how the running backs fit into that, and so we'll wait and see all that. I don't think it's certainly not a good thing. I mean, they're playing the Cincinnati Bengals. We're talking about competitive
two division games.
This is let's be clear. We're not equivocating, or I mean, we're not trying to make a parallel with the really important part of this thing. Which
I'll
is,
get to that. Like, I preface it, Peter. I preface that we're going to get to, but I really want your sports knowledge on this more than anything.
They have two games against their top division rivals in 5 days, and they're going to be missing their top running back. Hey, that's significant. There's no question.